Welcome to Redemption Metagaming with your hosts, Alex and Westy.
Welcome to Redemption Metagaming. This is Alex. I'm here with Westy again.
What's up?
If anyone remembers who that is now.
My name is Warrior Monk.
I know, that threw me for a loop when I saw that, but anyway. I think today we're here to talk a little bit about the national tournament announcement and the card creation announcement, which is pretty stellar, actually. I was pretty happy. Despite my posts, I think my posts were taken sarcastically, but I was being completely serious. I think that's awesome. You know, and I'm excited to win two events and get to make two cards.
Hey now, I call dibs on Type 1 2-player. You can have Booster again.
I'll win Booster again.
I'm really excited about it as well. I think this hopefully will cause people more incentive to win. I don't think we'll see a particularly surprising national champion because of it. But I do think that people will be less likely to play fun decks and more likely to play competitive decks.
Yeah, it's one more added little bonus.
Yeah, it's a very, it's an exciting thing. It's a very unique sort of prize added onto it. My one concern is the implementation of the card and how they stay true to the design but still make it balanced. Because, like, I can think of a card that's just impossible to stay true to the design, but I don't know.
You mean, like, you're afraid of them, like, maybe overbalancing a card and, like, feeling like it's not really your card anymore or something like that?
Yeah, because they said, of course, it's going to have to go through regular testing procedures.
You have to test the card I'm going to make? What's the point?
Well, no, like, it's not about the fact that they have to test it. It's about, like, trying to think. Depending on who wins, it could be possible that somebody comes up with a card. Like, if I won, for example, this might be a problem. Comes up with a card that doesn't seem overpowered at first, but when you consider certain interactions
one specific situation that you were actually making the card for,
it's absolutely broken, and then if you take away that, like, it's not going to be any good, and I don't know.
I think that's a good point. So, like, if you were to win and you were to make a card, what type of card would you try to make?
Right.
Would you try to make a combo piece? Would you try to fix a problem in the game? What do you think you would do?
Where do you start? personally, I'd just create a card for fun. I'd create a card like Mayhem, I think, that is useful. Extraordinarily useful. But also a lot of fun. That would be my personal aspirations. Like Noah, I feel like the Noah card that I posted where it just searches for A and B and resets it pre-block, I think that does have value and could actually get played in a green type 2 deck, but I don't think it's overpowered. I don't think that's actually the card I would send to the printer, though.
I have an idea of what I would make. I'm not sure for sure. My gut was to make something like some sort of territory class enhancement for maybe even between like a philosophy type and have it like discard three cards from your hand to search your deck for two characters or something like that. It would definitely be a consistency element card that isn't drawn, I think.
Yeah,
unless I thought of some killer character.
I could get behind that.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a cool option. I'm glad that they did it. Wish they'd done it when I won Nationals so I could have a card already. But
instead, when I'm going to win Nationals.
It's gotten a fairly tepid response online. Why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, it's not that people don't actually like it. It's that people don't fully like it. They felt like I talked to Justin when he found out about it. I was Skyping with him. Mm-hmm. And I feel he has a very valid point in that There are a lot of people who identify as either type 1 players or type 2 players. And Gabe is right in that there are open categories and closed categories, and those are the two sorts of categories, but that's not how players right. identify themselves. Players identify themselves right. as type 1 players or type 2 players, and so by not right. offering it to the type 2 categories, it's kind of a... I'm trying to think of the word I'm looking for, but... The type 2 players can feel neglected because now there's more incentive to play type 1 and less to play type 2. And we all know that type 2 is not an often played category anyway, but it's still extremely skillful and extremely competitive regardless of that. So I understand where they're coming from both sides.
I think the thing is, people are going to play type 2 no matter what. Type 2 is one of those categories that you're playing it for the category, not for really anything else. Like, or you're playing it because you hate Type 1. Like, I don't think that option is going to convince any Type 2 players to switch to Type 1 because it's Type 1 exclusive.
I'm not quite so sure I would say that. I'm trying to remember. I was talking with Clift at the same time, and... he's one person who I could see might consider type 1 because of it. But no, I think you're probably right that most people still probably play the same categories, but it can still feel unfair. I'm trying to think of a political comparison, but you're offering one party a prize and another party no prize, and that can feel unfair. So I think it's understandable, their frustration.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's understandable. And I think the way that it was handled after the initial, tepid reaction also didn't help. Some of it was definitely, really just, complete whining. Like, I would agree with Gabe there. You said that in the thread. But... I was really genuinely curious about what YMT had asked. He was asking about Yeah, he was asking about why there were only two options. Like, was it because there's only two cards left in the sheet or something like that? Which, that was actually a legitimate question. Like, if there's only two cards left in the sheet and we have to pick two categories, you're going to pick the two biggest categories. Like, that's fine. And if that's the reason, or if something like that is the reason, I think everyone would understand. But I think people just feel like they never actually heard. They just feel like two categories were picked, and no one knows why.
Okay. Yeah, I never saw his question. That kind of all blew up while I
was... Yeah, it all happened really quickly.
That's very interesting.
My guess is it's something like that, because they said they might do more in the future if this goes well.
That's true.
So they might have just had, we have two cards, two promo cards, essentially, what they would normally be. They don't have anything necessarily to print, or they feel like they can use them for something else like this.
Has there been a new set announcement for this coming Nationals, by chance?
Yes.
Okay. So this would be for next year. Because it's interesting, if we get the cards from the next set... at Nationals, if that would change.
That's the plan right now.
I'm really curious to see if people have creations in mind and then take that and just go with it, or if they get to Nationals, they see the new cards, and then they come up with a card design that interacts with these new cards that nobody's ever seen before.
That's the best possible. I mean, they said you had to submit by October or something like that, so. You have time.
Okay, I missed that part of it.
Yeah, you didn't really read this very well. This is probably another reason why people are mad, because no one actually read the announcement. They just started reading the thread after someone posted what the announcement was.
That's entirely possible. I mean, I clicked on it, and I, scrolled through it.
Oh, well, I get to create a card.
You get the first initial excitement, and you get all excited, and then everything...
Some of us, like me, read all the frequently asked questions, so I didn't have... there were several people that asked questions that were directly addressed in the article in a question and answer format.
I wouldn't do that. I don't know. I'm really excited for it, and I'm really excited to see what comes out of it.
I think it's something, and like that's we've been asking for something, and we've gotten something, so we should be. I think we should be definitely be happy about it. And it's definitely made me much more likely to try to come to the 2 days of Nationals that I could maybe go to, which happened to be the 2 days with these two events. So that's pretty nice.
Perfect. Yeah, these are the two events I was considering playing as well.
Right, they're the only ones that really matter to me. So
I don't know if my dad ends up making it, I'll probably stick around for all 3 days. But if not, I'll probably just do two. I also think that it's really cool because, and we'll get here, but talking with Chris, he was talking about how there's so much talent in card creation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you look on the new card ideas, there's a lot of really, really cool ideas. So this really gives them a chance to show some of those abilities out. I know I used to be really into card creation. So
yeah.
It's cool that they're kind of opening it up to the public, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. But, I mean, you sort of led right into this one, if you want to.
I really kind of did.
If you would like to address the situation where you just quit the boards.
I mean, like, okay, so this has been something that Chris and I have been talking about for quite a while. This was not a spur-of-the-moment thing.
Right, and I know that, but other people do not.
Right. So I'm going to kind of... I don't feel like I'm going to address any questions in the thread because there was a reason we deleted contact, but I guess I'll explain more fully why I did what I did. And Chris and I have some different reasons and some reasons that are the same. Because like every time something would happen, we get frustrated and send a message to each other and the frustration we just built. And so basically the thing for me was the forums weren't doing anything for me. It was one of those things that I would talk about Hearthstone and I would complain about Redemption. And those were pretty much the only things I did on the forums is make snarky comments. And so I felt that it was best for probably both parties if I just left. And recent events certainly helped push me to that point, but it was an ongoing thing of I have barely played Redemption competitively, so I can't help with any of that. If I'm not playing Redemption, what's the point of being on a Redemption card forum? There have been good open discussions and bad open discussions.
As always.
More so on the late latter. But ultimately, I don't know. It just didn't serve a purpose for me, and I didn't feel like I was serving a purpose for it. And maybe I'm wrong about that, but for me, that was the main thing.
So did you feel like you just abandoned something? Because you did.
A little bit, but it... Again, like, the past 3 years, I've hardly played Redemption anyway. Ever since going off to college, it's been a once-in-a-while thing. And, like, Redemption's been part of my life, and the forums in general have been part of my life for, like, 8-10 years now. Redemption more so. I've been playing Redemption since 2003. And I've been a part of the forum since 2004, I want to say. 2005. Probably too young to be a part of the forums.
yeah.
And this goes all the way back to the easy boards.
I was on there for a little bit.
Yeah. I was the legendary King Joe, and I got banned.
So, yeah, I guess the next question is this part of some elaborate long game so you control the forums in 2 weeks?
That is not in the plans currently. if I ever do get sad and lonely and miss it, I will probably create another account and come back anonymously, and I will definitely continue making cynical posts, probably. But I don't think that's healthy for the forums. I don't think I'm contributing to the forums that way, and I personally hope I won't be coming back. Which sounds bad, but honestly, after Nationals, I don't know. I don't plan on continuing playing unless, once again, it happens to be in a close proximity and I get nostalgic. I have other competitive outputs, and most of the community that I'm closest to are starting to go their own way as well. Plus, I keep in touch with the people I care about through other means. Like, Matt Townsend and I talk on Facebook quite often about 21 Pilots and stuff.
21. Yeah.
So that's where I'm at. Chris mentioned a lot of reasons, and some of them...
I feel sort of left out. I mean, yeah, I feel sort of left out. Like, I think pretty much... I think most people know that me, you, and Chris are pretty good friends, and...
I told you.
Yeah, like, I guess, like... I just completely disagree with virtually everything you said in the thread as far as reasons to leave. Because, like, this is the thing about it is, like, none of these are new at all.
No, they aren't.
Like, he's making these complaints that have been, like, years old, basically, and then just, like, one inflammatory event happened, and he threw a little hissy fit, and he left. I know it's a little bit more than that because this has been building just in his mind and in your mind, but that's what it feels like.
Right. A lot of people don't realize sometimes what goes down behind the scenes either. Talking with Chris, he has PM'd Rob about things before, and it's a building of frustration where these problems have been around for a long time, and they haven't shown any sign of getting better, except when Schaaf left, which... is a biased opinion, but and probably a bad thing in the big picture.
You feel like it got better?
I felt like it got a little bit better after Schaaf left, to be honest. But more recently, it definitely hasn't. The whole thing with the Nationals thread was borderline censorship, and YMT addresses this as well, in that... He almost felt censored, and everybody was trying to be respectful in that and genuinely ask questions about how they came to this announcement. But I can understand their frustration because, like, I was talking with Drek at the time, and he was like, I like how 10 people are complaining about the announcement and not one person has made, like, an excitement post.
I was excited.
Yeah, now I get to fix years of mistake. Like, everything was a backhanded compliment, and I feel like the forums, honestly, they side towards that. Like, it's a place where people like to complain.
So then, is the answer to that leaving, or is the answer to that not complaining and being encouraging?
For me, I...
So, like, okay, also, to be fair, like, I don't know if everyone knows this, but I would hold you to a different standard than Chris, and I think that's a fair thing to do. So, like, I'm shocked that Chris hadn't jumped ship from the community from a long time ago, because, like, as he sort of mentioned in his post, like, he's a liberal slash, like, I don't know what his actual religious position, what he would consider himself. But at varying points, it definitely has been not Christian while he's been on the forums.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I'm surprised he's stuck it out as long as he has. And I think that's been cool. But for you, I'd like definitely...
Wait, I'm not Jewish? What?
Yeah, you're not a Jew. Actually, you're a Christian. So, a little bit different.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think that plays a factor in the big picture thing, because Cactus Game Design is first and foremost... Well, okay. The message boards is first and foremost a redemption card forum. And if I'm not using it as that, I feel like I'm missing the point. Like Chris, I've gotten upset with some stubbornness on the forums before, but definitely...
From everyone.
Yeah, but I tend to be a little bit more understanding from that because I come from that... Well, Chris comes from that sort of background, but I'm still, like, in between, where I'm young, I'm a little bit more moderate, but I'm also conservative, and I understand where the other side is coming from oftentimes. But I don't think that ultimately played a factor in my leaving. That was, like, his last point.
Right, it was just something he'd mentioned.
It's more about, like, redemption has caused a lot of frustration for me over the years, and it's caused a lot of benefits as well, for sure. But at this point, I feel like it's more frustration, and I don't need that sort of toxicity.
To use Sauce's words.
To use, yes. I will miss Sauce, but he's on his way out of the forums, too. Like, he just comes back.
He just comes back to say that now he can troll with Ring Wraith and no one will care.
No, Ring Rolf.
Ring Rolf.
There was a time when Sauce created
Ring I remember Rolf, that.
New Raven trying to change 13R instead of BR. And, like, he sent me a PM from that New Raven account and said, you drove me to this, and then deleted it right away. And I was like, what?
That kid.
Like, what did I do to Raven? Oh, wait, what? Oh. it was thoroughly entertaining. And then there was the Ring Rolf and the RAR LOI Sauce. That was a thing for a while.
Yeah, I remember that.
Those are good days. Far after I was Warrior Monk.
Yeah. I think that was the most confusing part, is that all your posts changed to Warrior Monk, and no one really knew who that was, because that was so long ago.
I'm trying to think. First I was Warrior Monk, and then I was Saruman, and then I was Ringwraith.
Yeah, I basically only knew by context clues that was you.
Yeah. I don't know. I figured we could figure it out eventually. Do we have a viewer?
Cactus Rob is currently on the forums. Maybe he's reading some of the great threads we've been putting out there.
Has anything been said on Trumpet Blast by chance? I can't see that.
You're following the thread.
I am following the thread because I'm interested to see how people react to this. I don't know. I was talking with Chris a little bit about this yesterday, and he was basically like, we intentionally didn't want to be able to respond. And he had talked a little bit about convincing people. I was just more about making a point. Like, I'm not trying to get other people to delete their accounts, but I want to send a point that people are being driven away from the game, and I think Chris and I were two major people in the community, and so I think if Chris just left on his own, it would be a whiny hissy fit, and maybe it is, but I want to support him in that decision, and so that's part of the reason why I did it. Again, it goes back to if I do it, if you do it, I'll do it. I don't know. I didn't, even being a part of the moderation team, I didn't feel like I had an adequate voice. It seems like every time we would try to get something to change, nothing would actually change. And this is years and years after Shafe, and that whole ordeal going down, in fact. I don't know. It was always just use your discretion, and sometimes people would disagree. A lot of times people would disagree, and you had people on both sides of the fence, and it was frustrating. And props to Roy. Roy's a great guy. I love him. He is a very positive leader, and all props to him for putting up with us not-so-great leaders who are trying no longer.
We were trying. I missed that part. I missed the part where you've been trying for the last 3 or 4 years.
Like, my forums that I moderated never really had anything. There was, like, one rage
That's
post
fair.
At one time. So, like...
Like, you two quitting the moderating team, like, no one's going to notice that you weren't moderating anything because there was nothing moderated in your forum.
But the behind-the-scenes I tried to be actively involved in like... Hey,
yeah, the moderator
this person
stuff.
Is clearly trolling. Like, we should step in on this. Or, hey, I don't think that this should have been moved to quarantine. I think this should have been split off in a different thread. I think it's a respectful and valid conversation, and I think leading it,
yep.
You've created more problems than you've solved.
Yep.
And I understand why it was deleted, but I've already said all this, so...
Man, who knew I'd be the one, last one here, willing to give things to the community while you just want to take things away?
Hey, we're still doing Redemption metagaming. Like, I'm not leading Redemption. I left the forums because I wasn't doing anything for it. It wasn't doing anything for me. Except cause frustration and strife. And I don't want to do that. But, again, I still plan on attending Nationals. I still plan on winning Nationals. And I still plan on making my mark on the game by making this awesome card that you guys better test fully, because I guarantee you there's something hidden in there somewhere. But the forums in general, I don't see the point of at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because I do agree with a lot of the concerns that were brought up in the original post. So let me just go through it to make sure I get this up. I do agree that there was like some borderline censorship that I wasn't very happy about. I'm not really sure how to fix.
You're a global mod, just move it back.
Yeah, but
I can't. People are revolution.
Later on, global moderators regularly override other global moderators, and there's nothing preventing a mod from deleting posts or locking threads and arguments they were a part of, regardless of conflict of interest. It's no wonder our moderation system is being abused. So I don't think I can abuse the moderator system to bring it back. I don't think that's appropriate.
No. I was obviously joking, but... yeah, and again, like, I did make a thread on the other side of the forums to try to convince people otherwise, and there were some that agreed with me and some that disagreed. And
we're not supposed to talk about that. It's in the rules.
Oh, is that? Well, I'm not a part of the moderation team, so I can talk about whatever I want, right?
Fair. I can't really argue with that.
Oh, man, now I don't have access to the quarantine posts.
Yeah, you can't read about goats anymore.
Oh, I can't read about goats. I've made a terrible mistake. Why didn't I download these threads first? Rest in peace, not a troll who is real.
You can still read some of the quality threads that I made that didn't get quarantined. I was just reading through the Rule Breakers thread the other day.
Rule Break. Oh, that one.
Okay. Yeah. And then I also, well, you can't read this one because I'm pretty sure it's an open discussion, but there's a good one about the original thread where Sauce calls the forum toxics. I forget what exactly I called that thread.
That was right before Shafe left.
Yeah, that was one of the beginnings of it, I think. Because I think I started stuff on the mod side. I don't remember exactly. All I know is that's the thread that basically made me a mod 6 months later.
That's true. And, again...
Because, coincidentally enough, Chris PM'd Rob about it. And Rob read the thread.
True. And I'd hope things would change. Yeah. I was really excited to join the moderation team. I think it's no secret that I had really wanted to be a playtester at one point. Probably when I was too young to be a playtester. but that never happened, and at this point, I certainly don't care,
I would still be a playtester for sure.
I don't have time for it. I mean, I don't play Redemption anyway, regularly enough, that is. Like, I don't get the whole thing of inactive playtesters. Like, either you playtest or you don't. And you shouldn't have people just sitting around doing nothing. That's a topic for another day, though.
Yeah.
Like, at one point, if you made me, you, Chris, John Artie as a playtester, but RDT, and Red all playtesters, we would have gotten so much done, because it was just Portland all day, every day.
Right. Yeah. That's true. We were playing a lot of Redemption. Like, we could have pumped out a ton of test games.
And would we have leaked cards? No. I wouldn't have. Like, I did it when I wasn't supposed to, because I wasn't supposed to get access to the cards anyway. There's no...
No, should we leak something? I can leak things if we want. I know things now.
No, don't leak it. Just leak it to me. Don't leak it to the rest of the public. I want to be special.
I'm excited for some potential upcoming rule changes.
Oh, I have...
Everyone knows about... Like, there's a lot of people that know about that, apparently.
Yeah. That's another problem for another day.
You just need to keep playing.
I'm gonna be playing for another few months, which I believe the. Well,
when people find out about that rule change, it'll cause some cards to change. I bet some card created cards.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't talk about this because we aren't even supposed to know about it.
But see, like, that's the problem. There's lots of stuff that lots of people aren't supposed to know, but everyone knows. It's a very community-driven game, and so because of that, the community knows a lot of things, but it also makes the community feel really entitled.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, is part of the problem.
Well, I mean, it's a very small community, but everybody, because of that, is close-knit.
Yeah.
So well, it's saying, so like, understandable I think, when somebody...
Because there's so much community involvement with, like, the making of the game itself, essentially, people feel, like, really, really entitled about the game and that they deserve certain things, like, from it or from the making of it, or that they deserve certain information. And, like, there's just stuff that the community at large just doesn't need to know and it doesn't matter.
Right. Like, with any other card game, all you get to see is the set leaks beforehand.
Right.
Like, sometimes you hear, like, with Hearthstone, there's always rumors of, like, hey, they're going to nerf this card or that card because, like, it's overpowered. So, like, a new beginning erratas are never a surprise because it's like, oh, somebody has this combo deck, they're going to make a rule change to stop it. Like, I knew about that rule change before it happened back when, because Gabe was like, look, your deck will be legal for nationals, but after that, you know, we're going to make a rule to stop it. So enjoy it while you can. And that's one thing, but, like... Trying to remember, how long ago was the Serpent made? Because
almost 2 years. Because I found out about that in Prince of Greece at Nationals in Tennessee.
Yeah, I believe I'm the same. Maybe it was no, it wasn't either.
No, it was. I specifically remember because it was Jordan that we were talking to, not Justin, because Justin was New York.
Right. Okay.
I just remember Nationals by which All-Star I was hanging out with.
Which one will it be this year?
We'll see. Hopefully not Jaden, because then that means I'm not at Applebee's drinking strawberry daiquiris. No offense, Jaden.
Are we allowed to talk about alcohol?
Yes. he might edit it out, but it is our podcast, so we can talk about it and make it. We can just make it hard work for the editor. You're welcome, Gabe.
Yeah, shout out to Gabe for all he does as well.
Yeah, I've been actually, as it turns out, missing Land of Redemption whenever people don't post things. So,
really?
all you lazy people like me, you should write and do more.
I was gonna say every now and then I'll check it out and read an article, and there's some really interesting ones on there.
Yeah.
I really like how the you don't have to play Redemption to understand things. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's been a good site, and I think we should keep working for it.
I'm really excited to read about Combo Corner.
If they pick a good combo.
The Devastator deck,
That's a good one. Not a lot of people even know what that is anymore. It's just been too long.
That was like when I first got started, was the Devastator. And oh my goodness, that's like... Like, I've always wondered if Redemption has the amount of volume of players as all of these other games, what would be different? Like, would the deck be popular, or would it change so that, like, it's just Disciples and TGT or whatnot? And the Devastator is, like, one thing where it's like, wow, some people really understand this game really well, because this is mind-blowingly good.
Yeah.
Like, Sin in the Camp, it was like, yeah, if you read that card, you can come up with it, to be honest. But Devastator is just, like, so unbelievably complicated and out there and powerful.
Right. Yeah, it was pretty insane.
Yeah. Well, I mean, back in the day, it was all, like, bad decks and fight by the numbers and speed. Yeah. Like, there wasn't much deck variety. The game is definitely in a much healthier place now.
Even if I disagree
with how it's run sometimes, the game itself is really healthy right now, I feel.
Much healthier than it's been in a while.
But a lot of people still don't know what they're doing, and I'm still going to take them by storm with some cool new deck that I haven't even looked at yet.
We'll figure it out. You have to figure it out, because you have to win Nationals.
Because I have to make that card and leave my mark on the game. It would be fitting to win my last national tournament, but
Yeah, you can't be a national champion. That's not allowed.
I can get legendary in Hearthstone, but I can't win a national championship. Also, Carius Vega, if you're listening, feel free to hit me up on Facebook or something. I didn't know you were from Nashville. I'd love to.
He's in the music business.
Is he really? Okay. That's cool. Like, I'm sure we've butted heads before, but I promise I'm a cool guy in real life. I don't know. Again, this has been something that I don't think I'm gonna miss the forums, to be honest, because I just haven't done anything with it.
Oh, I just don't know where you're gonna have fun now. What's gonna happen when you want to post a 1 a.m. troll topic?
For that.
You probably shouldn't mention that site. I don't encourage anyone here to go there ever.
I mean, they shouldn't.
Unless people are really they think Cactus is toxic.
Acknowledges that they're toxic and relishes it.
That's fair.
Like, it's not trying to play to the family and friends.
I will say there's nothing more that I want to do than start a popularity contest on Cactus. I think it would just be the greatest thing. I think there would be so many incredible matchups.
And there'd be so many incredible,
people would be like, I actually think it would go really well, but no one would let it happen. Because everyone would know not to like make fun of someone else. It would all just be about like how this person is awesome. And there's not a lot of wow, this person is awesome going on in that forum right now.
No, like I think it could be done effectively, but I don't think that the moderation team would allow it, because there might be hurt feelings, because turns out that not everybody is the most popular person on the forums.
Yeah, we're very much, I feel like our moderation team is very much moderate, like, we're very much acting like everyone needs a trophy, which is interesting, because a lot of the moderation team is a little bit older than my generation, which is sort of where you see that a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
That's, again, another side topic. We should probably close this one up. I've got some work to do.
Yeah, I've got to, like, take a shower and get to actual work.
There you go. You can make money.
Don't remind me.
Okay, well, so are you still doing this? I guess that's the final question. Will you still be doing podcasts?
Sure. Like, one of my reasons for leaving really play into the fact that I'm still playing at Nationals. I don't know if I'll continue after Nationals.
Okay, fair.
Because, like, I don't know. We might do some stuff with the new set, but...
So, yeah, right, that's a whole different discussion, but for now.
But for now, yeah, why not? Like, I try to help the game in some light, or try to help people's understanding of things. Because a lot of the stuff we talk about doesn't even involve redemption. It's more about the forums, to be honest. And I'm sure I'll still keep an eye on certain threads if somebody tells me to check a thread out. But for now, I'm saying goodbye to the forums. And I guess I'll just stick with Redemption Metagaming.
Okay, well, sounds good. Well, I'm happy to have you.
Thanks. You're
right. Yeah, you know, I think we'll... I think I speak for the whole forum when I say that they'll probably miss you, at least a little bit. Chris, they probably don't care about.
I was just about to make that joke. He's not going to listen to this. We can say whatever we want to about him, right?
Yeah, right. Probably not. He didn't listen to this even when it was relevant, and he did play Redemption, so.
It's because we never had him on the show.
Yeah, he was angry. But, yeah.
So thanks for tuning in, guys.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see you guys. Well, you'll hear us sometime soon after this. You guys have a great day.
Bye.
Redemption Metagaming is brought to you by Land of Redemption and Three Lions Gaming. Visit ThreeLionsGaming.com for all of your redemption needs.